seventh grade, my teacher gave our class an assignment. Choose a state you would like to visit and plan your ideal trip to that state. The state I chose was Alaska. On my imaginary trip, I had planned to climb mountains, see wildlife, and even visit Anchorage. My name is Antonio Hornstein, and I've spent this summer in Alaska as an outreach intern for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Some of you may know me by now from some of our activities this summer, or you might have seen me around town. How I actually ended up in Dillingham working with the Fish and Wildlife Service this summer seems like a coincidence, and as the summer comes to a close, I realize that even in his wildest dreams, a seventh grade me could not have imagined the incredible summer I've had in Alaska. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Antonio, filling in for your usual host and Togiak Refuge Education Specialist, Terry Fuller. As I mentioned before, it seems like my placement in Alaska is a coincidence that involves the school I go to, the clubs I joined, and a flyer that sat in my dorm room for a month before I gave it any thought. During most of the year, I'm an environmental studies major at St. Louis University. However, I was still deciding on my major when I had applied for this internship. I'm doing what's called a career discovery internship program with the Student Conservation Association. The SCA sends hundreds of college sophomores and juniors from around the country to spend their summers at one of the 562 national wildlife refuges across the United States. It gives students like me a chance to explore different careers in fields like biology, visitor services and interpretation, and conservation while doing what we love to do, which is spending time outdoors and interacting with wildlife. This past May, 1 week after I had gotten out of school, I got a chance to meet up with all of the interns for a week-long orientation at Sherburne National Wildlife Refuge in Minnesota. We did all kinds of workshops to learn about the Student Conservation Association, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and how we could succeed at our positions once we arrive. Over the course of that week, I really got to know all of the other interns. While it was sad when we had to part ways, it was clear that everyone was excited to get to the refuge they would be at for the rest of the summer. I get really excited whenever I hear about what some of them have been up to this summer. I'm sure if you asked any one of them, they would tell you that a summer spent at a national wildlife refuge is a summer well spent. Many of the positions were at refuges in the lower 48, a lot of them in the Midwest and Eastern United States. Just me and two other interns are at three of the 16 Alaskan refuges. Alaskan refuges account for more than 50% of the country's designated wilderness land. It's no surprise when you think about the size of the state. Alaska refuges all have a unique trait that almost none of the refuges in the lower 48 have. That is, they are home to land that's natural ecosystem has been preserved and protected by the people who have lived on the land for thousands of years. The mission of Togiak National Wildlife Refuge is different from many because it doesn't involve habitat restoration, and that's a privilege that should not be taken lightly. Togiak Refuge has the immense responsibility of protecting a habitat and ecosystem that plays so many roles in the lives that call Bristol Bay home. It acts as a home and rich food source for over 300 species of wildlife that includes birds, fish, land and marine mammals, and even one amphibian, the wood frog. It also provides for the needs of people who have lived in this region for thousands of years. The fishing and subsistence culture that I've been able to witness in Alaska, particularly in Bristol Bay, is unlike anything that I have ever seen or will ever see anywhere around the world. The region's salmon harvest is well known and depended on around the world. From what I hear, it's also important to be able to bag large game, whether it's a moose, caribou, or even a bear, in order to keep the freezer full year-round. In no place outside of Alaska has sustainability been embraced and evident in the long-term survival of a population. The people I have met here all understand the reason for protecting and ensuring the use of natural resources. The mission of the refuge system is vital to the people and wildlife that live here. I came to Dillingham to learn from the Fish and Wildlife Service, and I have learned just as much from the people in the community. I've listened to the countless facts and opinions about subsistence lifestyle that's unique to Alaska and essential to the culture, making my time a huge learning experience in more than one way. After my week in Minnesota, I spent a couple days in Anchorage thanks to a couple canceled Penn Air flights. The delay made me a bit late to start my position, so the minute the plane touched down in Dillingham, I went straight into bear safety training and the motorboat operator certification course that's required before you're allowed to drive any government boats. After learning about bears and driving boats during training, I couldn't wait for what was next. I quickly found out that working for the Fish and Wildlife Service can be a lot of fun, but as long as there is a purpose for the work. I spent the next week learning exactly what that purpose was, as I watched how Terry puts together an entertaining and educational story time at the library, how our visitor services manager Amanda teaches the kids about wildlife through games, how the refuge biologists take full advantage of the summer months to collect important data from the field, how the rangers and information technicians work with local villages, and how the refuge manager makes sure that all of this can happen simultaneously. Going forward, I would be responsible for the refuge's part in the summer reading program at the library, weekly activities with the culture camp, and a couple of programs that had never been done before. I've had a great time working on the reading program and making my weekly visits to the culture camp. I've gotten to revisit some of my favorite books to read as a kid and use some creativity to come up with new topics and games for each week. It's great to see kids take interest in topics like conservation and migratory birds during the Wildlife Wednesdays. But my activities for the week did not end there. There was a new program this summer in Dillingham called the Ranger for a Day. The Ranger for a Day program has been going on for years in the village of Togiak and was pioneered by Pete Abraham, the recently retired refuge information technician in Togiak. It started as a way to get local youth out onto the refuge to patrol the river and pick up trash along the way. The program lives on through the new information technician in Togiak, Pete's grandson, Kimuel. I was fortunate enough to go up to Togiak to see how Kimuel does the program, to serve as a model for the program that would be held at Lake Alechnagik. My first trip to Togiak was the first time I actually set foot on the refuge. We ventured all the way up the Togiak River into the designated wilderness area of the refuge, and after 4 hours, we had made it up to Togiak Lake. The trip and my first time seeing Togiak Lake were two unforgettable moments. Togiak Lake is this long, narrow glacial lake lined with mountains on either side that stretch for miles. Patrick, our junior ranger for the day and a resident of Togiak, had a great time being able to get out and see the incredible wilderness in his own backyard. As a part of the trip, Kimuel and I also had to collect and replace sensors that collected water data in various parts of the rivers on the refuge. So Kimuel, Patrick, and I got to do some hands-on work for the continued water conservation of the refuge. Following the trip to Togiak, I knew I wanted the Alechnagik Ranger for a Day program to be as great of an experience as the one in Togiak. I hoped it would be a chance to show people the natural environment that's practically in their backyard, as well as the importance of studying wildlife and habitats in order to protect it. In July, it was finally time for the Ranger for a Day program at Alechnagik to start. We had a lot of help from partners including Deanna Baer at Alaska 4-H, Alaska State Parks, and the Fisheries Research Institute. Everyone was eager to have these 3 Fridays in July go well. If you ask anyone that was there, I'm sure they would tell you they had a great day, but I'll explain the activities for those listeners who weren't there. Lake Alechnagik is the main entrance to Woodtick-Chick State Park, so Allie Eskelin, the park's ranger and only employee, was nice enough to talk to the groups about the unique aspects of her job and give us a tour of the facilities. That included a look at the Woodtick-Chick Super Cub. If you haven't seen it, it's a very cool plane. After that, our very own refuge interpreter and Alechnagik resident John Diasic told everyone a bit about the history of the lake and the native people who have always lived there. On 2 of the 3 Fridays, we were lucky to have our artist in residence from Wyoming, Shauna, give us all a lesson in watercolors and painting landscapes. We took some time to go over bear safety and proper boat etiquette, as good rangers do, and then we headed out onto the lake and up to Big Whitefish Creek. Biologists from the Fisheries Research Institute of the University of Washington met us there and showed us how they catch fish in the creek to study the fish's diets. The kids surveyed the types of bugs that live in the creek, caught some fish, and had them puke up their last meal. Thanks to Jackie Carter at FRI, we learned that that's a scientific process called gastric lavage. If what the kids found in the creek matched what they found in the fish's stomachs, it was safe to assume the fish had a nice food source in the creek, as long as it could keep it down. I had a great time being a part of the start of the program. I'm glad to see that it can live up to the example set by the program in Togiak, and I hope it can be used as an introduction to resource management and research for kids in summers to come. We got lucky with nice weather for 3 Fridays in a row, and I could not imagine having a better job than this internship that's taken me all over this incredible region of Alaska. As long as I can remember, I've always wanted to come to Alaska, and for as long as I can imagine, I will always want to come back. This whole experience began because I was undecided on what I wanted to do with my career. No matter how much I thought about it, it seemed only to make it harder to decide on one field of study. I didn't start looking for an internship at a wildlife refuge because of what I wanted to do in the future. The things that I'm interested in and have always been interested in are what led me to discovering this opportunity. Now that I've been able to learn about and work with people whose jobs are to preserve natural lands and resources in different ways, I can use these role models to head in the right direction. It seems like kids and young people are always being asked what it is they want to do with their lives, and for the most part, the answer does not always come easy. I've still got a long way to go before I reach my graduation date, but if I could give any advice to people my age or anyone making similar decisions, it would be this. Be honest with yourself about what you are passionate about, and then do it. Be willing to try something challenging or something you may not like. Never turn down an opportunity at a new experience, and be open to change that may happen once you try new things. I've had a great time and have learned so much during my time in Alaska, but none of this could have happened if I had been afraid of leaving home or moving to a new environment where I didn't know anyone. This also could not have happened without the support and kindness of friends and family at home, as well as the new friends I have made along the way this summer. As my time in Dillingham in Southwest Alaska comes to an end, I want to say thank you to everyone I have met and everyone here who has made me feel welcome and at home these past 3 months. My biggest takeaway this summer has not been living out an Alaskan adventure. The most important thing I will take home and carry with me for years to come are the people I've met, the stories I've heard, the things I've seen, and the lessons I've learned. For Field Notes, I'm Antonio Hornstein. Music from Loon Echo Lake, courtesy of Solitudes, at www.solitudes.com.